Okay, the next perek that we're in is Tehillim Perek Ayin Tes 79. This is a perek that is mentioned in various tefillos. This is a perek about a Jew crying out when terrible tsaras happened. Specifically, this perek is about the Churban Bayis Rishon Pashtus. That's what the Mefarshim seem to say. That's what Chazal seems to understand it. There are those that have this as part of davening on Tisha B'Av. Some Sephardic customs, some have it on fast days, some have it as part of the Tikkun Chatzos, but this is the Perek. This is the Perek of Mizmar La'asaf. Mizmar La'asaf, there is a Medrash that this Perek is all about the Churban. So the question is, it's about the Churban, so why does it start off with Mizmar? Mizmar La'asaf, that's the Medrash in Eicha Rabba. The Medrash says, Mashal, Medrash says, Lo Havitzarach Kratzarach Lamemar Ela Bechi La'asaf. Nehila Asaf, Kina La Asaf. What's Mizmar, a song? So the Medrash says, Mashal Amelach Shasa Bezchupa Libno, to the king, a mashal to a king that made a place to get his son married. Vesida Vekita Vesairi made a beautiful place. Vyatza Benola Tabas Ra, then his son went off the derech. Miyad, what happens? Allah Hamelach Lachupa, the Melach goes to the place where he had built for his son. Vekaraz Vilos, and he rips all of the curtains. Vesheberas Akanim, Venatal Pedagog, Shalo Ibuv Shalkanim, Vahaya Mizamri. And he starts chopping and breaking things. Amrlo Hamelach. But not the pedagogue shalo, and one of the servants of the king took his ibuv shalkanim, a musical instrument, and started singing. And the king says, I'm destroying my son's chuppah. You're singing? Amar Lahem, he says, you know why? He says, because I see you're destroying his chuppah, you're not destroying him. Mizamer ani shahafach chupaso shalbeno v'lo shafach chamaso albeno. Kach amru la'asaf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechrev heichalu mikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. V'yata Yoshev u'mizamer. Amr lahem. Asaf says, Mizamer ani shashafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamaso alo eitzim v'ala avanim. Hashem took his anger out on the wood and the stones v'lo shafach chamaso Yisrael, not on the Jewish people. Hadu d'chsid, that's what it says in Eicha. V'yatzes eish b'tzion v'tochal yisodoseha. Right, Hashem set his fire in Sion and ate and consumed the Yesodos, but not the Jews. Right, Rashi and Tosfos both quote this Medrash in Maseches Kiddushin, and Rav Soloveitchik talks about this Medrash in his Sefer on Kinos, where he discusses, isn't it unusual that when does the Nechama of Tisha B'Av start? First of all, how do we have a Shabbos Nachamu after Tisha B'Av when we don't even have it, but we've had Shabbos Nachamus in all the years, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So how do we have Shabbos Nachma? What type of Nechama do we have? And if you think about it, when does the Nechama start? The little bit Tisha B'Av afternoon. That's what it seemed like. Tisha B'Av afternoon, we already feel something different. We sit on chairs, and we put on our tefillin, and we lay in regular Taina Sibur Vayachal. Why are we already feeling better Tisha B'Av afternoon? Especially since Rabbi Yochanan says in Maseches Tainis that if he would have been there, in the days of when they made the law, he would have made it on the 10th of Av, not on the 9th of Av, because that's when most of the burning took place. Most of the burning took place on the 10th. So Dafka, then we start feeling better. Rav Soloveitchik says that's the point based on this Medrash. Because up until the point of the burning, nobody knew, not even the Malachim, did not know whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to punish those who were really deserving of punishment, meaning us, Bnei Yisrael, or he was going to take a mashkon, like Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Bekute, Shenis mashkin, ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus, whether he was going to take a mashkon. The second, ironically, the second that Hashem set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, that's when we realize that Hashem will never leave us. That's when we realize Hashem will always stay with Klal Yisrael, and he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash and won't destroy us. Right? The Beis HaMikdash was the substitute, the Seir La'azazel, as it were. The humiliation was terrible, because if the Beis HaMikdash had not been humiliated in this matter, the people would have died. It was important that it would not only destroy, but be humiliated as well, v'chulu. For the entire day of Tisha B'Av, the Midas Hadin apparently kept on arguing that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was not enough. The people should be destroyed. This is what Yimach Shemo Hitler wanted to do. Hitler burned Bati Midrashim too, but that was not his main desire. He wanted to destroy the people. Until late in the afternoon, no one knew, not even the angels, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy his people or substitute the Beis HaMikdash for them. But after Mincha, Hashem finally decided to take the Mashkon. Finally at Mincha time. The very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute instead of them. They knew that he had decided to take the building and spare the people. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. They knew that he was going to take the collateral or pawn instead of bothering and torturing the real debtor. As a result, kinos are only recited in the morning. In the afternoon, there are no kinos. The entire character of Tisha B'Av changes, right? And that's why there is Nechama. That's why there is Nechama. So that's the background for this perek, known as Mizmor La'Asaf. Mizmor La'Asaf, Elokim. So this is, again, the Nevuah also, Rav Hirsch points out. This is a Nevuah, right? David HaMelech put this together, Asaf, many, many centuries before the Churban. But Hashem gave the formulators of this parak the ability to be able to be in the shoes of those that feel the Churban, so that they would be able to express feelings appropriate, so that those who actually went through it would be able to use this mizmar and connect to it. That's an amazing gift that Rav Hirsch points out, right? God caused men inspired as David was, it was a supreme act of divine providence for those dark days that God caused men inspired as David was to predict the misery and emotions of the gullus generations that were to come, actually to live through them in mind and spirit, the anguish that these generations would feel, and to set down knowledge and emotions in immortal songs, which would aid their people in regaining their courage and finding relief during the days when the evil decree would be fulfilled and all the harps of divine inspiration would fall silent under the impact of misery. That's how Rav Hirsch introduces this parak, that we have it was a matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave wisdom to those earlier generations to be able to vicariously feel the future tzaras and express appropriate words regarding them. So Mizmor La'Asaf, Elokim, Bo Elokim, which is Midas Hadin, Bo Goyim Benachal Asecha, your Goyim, other nations have come in into your Nachala, Timu Esechal Kachecha, they have impurified the Hechal, Samoz Yerushalayim Le'iyim, they have set Yerushalayim to shambles, Nosnu Es Nivlas Avadecha Ma'achalof Hashemayim, they have sent out the corpses of your Avadim, they're not buried. Not buried. Ma'achalof Hashemayim. Besar chasidecha l'chay sa'aretz. Right? The flesh of your pious l'chay sa'aretz. Who are the pious ones? Who are the pious ones? If they're getting destroyed here, they weren't so pious. So Rashi quotes, and the Mefarshim wonder about this Rashi, V'halo Rasham are you? Ela mishakiblu peranusam harehin chasidim. Once they started getting punished, then they were chasidim. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, that the nikla achicha le'enecha, when somebody gets malchus, he's still achicha. But this is a little stronger. These are Chasidim. So if you look in the Radak, you don't know, he quotes Mamish, Chasidim, not just what Rashi says. He says, amongst them ones that were Nechlal in the Midas Hadin were the actual Chasidim. Pirish ki hayu bohem avdi akel v'chasidim. Shaharei, Daniel, Hanani, Mishal v'Azaria, hayu menagolim Yerushalayim, shayu chasidim v'avdi akel, they were sent into exile. Ukemochein, Hayu achirim. They were others. Elo shahayu nechba'im b'batim. They were hiding in their houses. V'lo hayicholim laharos b'chutzas v'rchovas. They couldn't go out. V'achasidim shahayu b'Yerushalayim mehem nitzlu min amisa v'galu. Some of the pious ones in Yerushalayim were saved and they went into galus. U'mehem lo nitzlu. And some of them were not saved. Halkol lefi din hanason me'es hakel yisbarach. It was up to Hashem's, full justice, but that's the Macha, that's the idea of a lack of kfura was part of the tragedy. Shavchu damam kamayim, svivos Yerushalayim, their blood was spilled all over. Right, the Gemara talks about this in the second basic Midrash too. Ve'ein kover, right, and there's nobody to bury. Right, the Mesudas David says even those that were left in Yerushalayim were scared to go out to bury. Ki anisharim pachadu latzeis bimakom machbo amul kavram. They didn't want to go out. And kvura is something that is really the destiny. The destiny. There's a mitzvah of kvura, that's true. But really also, there's an idea of kvura, not just a mitzvah of Ein Adam L'Chaveiro, but it's about the destiny of our gufim to return, right? Adam Arishon was created from the ground, and he returns to the ground, right? There's a medrash in Bereishis. Ad shuvcha el ha'adama, ki mimena lukachta. Till you come from there. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kometz Ofer Shal Adama, Shenivreita Mimenu, Lo Gzula Biyadcha. Right, the Kometz Ofer, that you were created from it, it's not stolen by you. Ki Ofer Ata, V'yal Ofer Tashuv. You're going to return. That is a part of the message of the mitzvah of kfura is not just that it's a mitzvah, but there's a cycle. There's a cycle that when we are born and after we die, right, that is a cycle of returning to the place where we came from. Our neshama goes back to the Kisei HaKavod, the Chelok Elokah Mimau, and our guf goes back to the ground, right, where Adam and where our original Artzius comes from. So again, this tragedy is when we don't have that. When we don't have that schus of being buried. The ain't kover. Hayinu cherpa l'shcheinenu. Lag v'kelis l'svivosenu. We were a cherpa. We were an embarrassment for those that surrounded us. All of the nations. Lag v'kelis. We made fun. Anmu Hashem tenach l'netzach. Hashem, how long? Is it forever? You're angry forever? Tivar kmo keish kinasecha. Right? This is the witnessing of the Churban. And so far it was just, bemoaning their fate. Interesting. What does it mean, lanetzach? Lanetzach, the Radak says it was only 70 years. But at that time, they felt it was like forever. They felt it was like forever. Says the Radak, afal pi, shamizmor ne'amar al galas rishon, v'lo haya el shivim shana, haya bei ne'amarach. In their mind, it was long. Like Zechariah says, ad masay atalo sarachim es Yerushalayim es ar Yehuda. Asher z'amta z'a shivim shana, it's been 70 years, so long. Obviously, you know, we can't even imagine. So the Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe, you know, that it's not just that it was 70 years, but even Bayesheni wasn't fully total, as we know, a new bias. Right? Bayesheni, the Gemara says, in Yuma was missing five important elements, Shechina and Eish. So really, maybe Aruch is not just referring to those 70 years. Because even after they came back, it wasn't just that they came back. It was that there was a lot that we still didn't have. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points this out in Parshas Bo, where he discusses when they came back to during Vayisheni, they realized that it wasn't going to be a full redemption, and that's why they're based on the Ramban. There's a Ramban that they even kept the Persian names of the months. Because they realized it was still somewhat of a galus. I read the Rabbi Yaakov. Nira sha'oli bavel shabanu asabayis hasheni. Yadu ki lo ze habinin shayamu lo olamim. Ve'ein chazarasam le'eretz Yisrael betkufa zu agula shlema. You know, maybe they knew that only because 22,500 came back. Maybe if all Chai Yisrael would have come back, it would have been different, as the Gemara says in Yuma. Da'itam ha'isa ki binyan habayis betkufa zos lo noad elahachanes ha'am letkufa sagalus arucha. They realized that this base of Mikdash was just to give them some chizuk before the long galus. But Lachain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gave them some bracha. He knew that we wouldn't survive if we, after Bais Rishon, we would have just stayed in galus and never had a little chizuk injection before the long galus. So that's why he brought us back. V'lkadei, V'lachain, Chalal Hashem Alamo, L'hotziyam, Mibavo, V'hechzirem, Bofan Zmani, L'Eretz Yisrael, U'ban Alam Beis Abchira, V'akol Bechdei, She'yashuvu, V'yischazku, V'yisodos Emunav, Yumuchusanim. We would be vaccinated. Likras tkufas hagolas hamara. Bechde lahadgish ulahamchish laamsha dainhem lo nigalu. Pri beetzem adainhem begolas. Vechulu. And that's why they kept the names. Vechulu. And he says in the footnote here that also maybe is why right after the Holocaust, 4 years later, the unbelievable miracle of Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesabev Sibos to be make him Medinas Yisrael, to make him the state of Israel, right? Part why? Because he knew this is what we needed. After the destruction of so a third of our nation, we knew we needed some chizuk, we needed a little pump, and therefore, similar to what the Bayis Sheni was, that's what the 1948 was as well. So maybe that's what it means, lanetzach, not just what the Radak says. 7 years felt like it, but it is lanetzach because we're still in it. Then we have the pasuk that we say at the Seder, Shvoch HaMaskar LaGoyim Asher Lo Yidu'ucha, right? Pour out your wrath on these nations, Asher Lo Yidu'ucha V'Abam Lachos Asher B'Shimcha Lo Karo, that didn't know you, that didn't call in your name. Ki Achal Es Yaakov Ves Naveo Eshamu. They have eaten Yaakov Ves Naveo Eshamu. We mentioned often in other Shi'urim that the Remeir Shapiro's thought on this pasuk, Ki Achal, all of a sudden, pasuk Zayin switches to Lashon Yachid. It says, Goyim that didn't know you, Yidu'ucha Lo Karo'u, Heshamu, and also the Mir, ki achal as Yaakov, should be achlu as Yaakov. What's achal as Yaakov? So Meir Shapiro explains, based on the Gemara in Zvachim Kufta Zayin, where the nations of the world don't know what's going on at Maimed Har Sinai, and they ask Bilam, you know, what's going on? Is there a Mabul? And he says, no, Hashem's giving the Torah to Am Yisrael. why did they think there was a mabul? Why a mabul out of all the things? So he explains, really, there are two types of achdus. There are two types of achdus. Achdus type one, again, there's other parts to the vart, but just in short, right? Achdus type one is an achdus based on ein breira, based on a common enemy. It's not that, you know, we love each other and we're connected to each other. We just want to survive. Right? The animals on the teva, that was achdus, but that was in achdus bitoch ein breira. That's not what Yeshayahu Anavi talks about, the gar ze'evim kevis. Right. The second type of achdus is based on shared dreams and aspirations and values that they connect the parties with each other. Two types of achdus. This is achdus type one in our pasuk. When the nations of the world get together to consume and to be anti-Jewish, so that's achal azyachav. They have achdus. That's not real achdus. That's why they thought there was a mabul, right? Because they saw vayichan shem, saw neged ahar. But Moshe Bilam explained to them this is a different type of achdus. This is achdus of the Torah. And it's different. But you see here, that's the singular. The other, allusion in this pasuk is that there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam and in Hilchos Shuva and the Ramban in Lech Lecha, relating to why the Egyptians were punished and why others, also throughout history were punished. If it was supposed to be, right, the Bris Ben Abasarim, we were supposed to, get punished. So why were they punished? So different dayas. The Rambam says, well, any one of them could have said, you know, I'm not doing it. Right? There are others say, well, did they do it for that purpose? They did it to fulfill God's will. Did they do more than they were asked to do? They went above and beyond. That's all alluded to in this pasuk. We say, Hashem, pour out your wrath on the nations that didn't know you, meaning they didn't do it for kavana. And then they destroyed. Achalas Yaakov. They destroyed and consumed Heshamu. They destroyed. That's, they went above and beyond. Way more. That's the Ramban in Brachos, and that's what the Ravid says on the Rambam. They went way beyond what they, the Gzeira was. Vavadim ve'inu osam is not the same as throwing their babies into the river. And therefore, they were, this pasuk is saying, please punish them because they didn't do their job. Al tizkar lano, now we have a couple of psukim that we mentioned in Tachanun. Al tizkar lano, we're showing him, please don't remember our early sins. Maher yikadmunu rachamecha, let your rachamim come quickly, ki dalonim od. We're poor. We're spiritually poor. Azreinu lakei yishenu, please help us, save us, al davar kvot shemecha, for your covet. Even if it's not for our covet, for your covet. It's a chil Hashem when the Jewish people are downtrodden. Vahatzilenu and save us, vachaper al chatosenu, laman shemecha. Again, for your name, please do this. Meshel Chachman has an interesting comment, on what do you mean avonos rishonim? We want Hashem to get rid of all our avonos. Why only avonos rishonim? So he says, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pevav, that if somebody doesn't aver once or twice, then the third time already becomes mutter. Nasis lo keheter. So usually that's meant to teach us how, you know, aver goes aver, and we have to be careful. But he uses it as a little bit of a kula. Right? We're punished the first time we do aver, the second time, that's really mitoch mered. But after a couple of times, it's just what we're used to. So Hashem can't punish us as much for the later Averis, right? The first Averis, the early Averis are the worst, because that's where we really did it unadulteratedly. So that's what it means here. Atiskalona bonus rishonim. That's in Parakeya Pasuk Yud Aleph here in Vayikra. Lama Yomer Agayim, right? We say on Shabbos. Why should the Goyim say Ayei Eloheihem? Where is their God? Yivada Bagayim Leinenu. Let the Goyim, let it be known in front of our eyes. Nikmas dam avadecha shevach. We want to see the nekama. We want to see the nekama. So what is the pashtah? We want to see the nekama. So pashtah, that means we want it to be quick. Right? The Besudas David says, odenu chayim. Right? We want it to happen quickly. Let us see the nekama. The Briskarav in the Grizala on Chumash says, maybe the point leinenu is that you want it to be a full Kiddush Hashem. A full Kiddush Hashem is in front of 10 Jews. In front of a public 10 Jews, that's a full Kiddush Hashem. So that's what we're asking with Le'inenu. We want Hashem to do it. It says, Iker hataina shalama yomer agayim hi mipnei hachil Hashem, ki ishchil Hashem ba'amirasam. V'yalzeh bo habakasha ki vada bagayim hi adaraba. Kiddush Hashem yizeh. V'kaimalan, Sanhedrin ayin dalet, to call Kiddush Hashem hu rak b'fnei Yisrael dafka. And that's what it means, Le'inenu. T'yivada agayim le'inenu nikmas dam v'hi Kiddush Hashem v'soch b'nei Yisrael. Interesting comment. Tavol lefanecha en kasasir. Let the calling out and the cry of those who are in prison come in front of you. Kegodol zara'acha, like the greatness of your arm. Hoser, please let them live. Hoser b'nei Timusa, those who are going to them live. V'hashev l'shcheinenu shivasayim alchekam. Let our neighbors who are destroying us, pay them back sevenfold. Pay them back, punish them. Cherpasam asher cherfu Hashem, their cherpa, their brazenness and their embarrassment that they blasphemed you, right? It's not just us, but you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anachnu, but we end up always on the positive. Am chavitzon marisecha. We are your nation. We are your sheep. Nodel lecha leolam ledor vadar. We will always thank you. Says the Mesudas David, when we have a salvation, right? When these last pesukim come true. Va'az anachnu. But the Radak says, bein begalus, bein betzeisenu mehagalus. Every stage, even at this stage when we are being decimated, and after the Churban, no delachala olam odar vador, misaper tehilasecha, we will still be misaper your tehilos. Okay, we'll stop here.